from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
Hi, Martin. My name's Nigel Payne.
This week, we are looking at the relationship L&D has with the organisation and why we need to rethink it. This is the final instalment of our Recasting Learning and Development series. So, Nigel, here's a big one for our listeners. The relationship with the organisation and how and why that has to be recast and rethought. Tell us more.
Well, in some ways, Martin, what has happened over the last few months has kind of done it for people. That if you look at the more successful organisations, L&D has taken a completely different role. And depending on need, depending on context, they've come to the forefront. And to give you just two very simple examples, the first one is a retail company that basically shut its shop, shut its labs, and moved entirely over to online. Okay, that's fine. But what the L&D team, the director of learning, realized was that in doing that, they'd shattered their community. It'd been a very strong community-based organization, very proud of what they did, very strong purpose and values. But with everyone individually blown to the four winds and all over the world, they'd lost that sense of community. So far from saying, right, let's do courses, L&D became the community managers for the organization. They brought people together. They rebuilt that sense of purpose. And they did it in all sorts of ways, including involving the CEO in their discussions on video, which she hadn't done up until that point. Up until that point, she'd sent weekly emails saying, you know, that this is the formal state of affairs and not kind of put herself into it. But they got her involved as a human being. And the whole company became a series of human beings who others recognized and they could sympathize with, work with. And the result was that productivity just rocketed from a very low point where, you know, everyone was, well, and certainly the executive, were in despair. How are we going to get this back on the road? And the second one was another company where they did face-to-face, retail, all very high touch to sell their products. And that just literally stopped overnight. So the company was, again, in despair. And the executive team didn't know what to do. They were actually contemplating closing the organization down for 6 months. And it was the CLO, the head of learning, who said, we can do this. We can shift it online. I can train all our face-to-face partners to be Zoom partners. We can rebuild our community online and we can ramp up the fulfillment, which will be done through our warehouse. We don't have to have people having to go there anymore or goods shipped to central points. We can just go straight to the home. And the result is a 70% increase in business. And that was directly driven by L&D saying, I know how to fix this. We can develop the skill base needed. And they built this community to drive the organization in a completely different direction, a very successful direction. So that's two examples of L&D stepping up, working out what was needed and doing it without being asked, without begging for permission or writing a paper or putting a PowerPoint to the board. They just did it. And I think what's clear is that L&D that is part of the organization in a kind of symbiotic way, that it understands what the business needs and recognizes that it has very specific skills that it can bring to bear, is an L&D organization that is having a completely different conversation with the rest of the business. And not seeing itself as somewhere out on a limb or some sort of specialist tributary that is unimportant. So I think the idea that we lose all this as we move back is crazy. We should build on all this. But the path is clear, Martin. What do you think?
I think these are great examples that you've shared. And I think that idea of being able to have the right conversations with the right people in the business and to continue them. It's not just about now because there's been a crisis. We're talking about recasting learning. And there, if this has been an opportunity to change things, this is about momentum now and sustaining some really good new ways of behaving and doing things. And at the heart of that is constantly talking to the right people in the business, understanding who you need to be talking with, what kind of updates, the things that you're going to take back to them, how are you aligning everything that you do with what the business needs. That is the role of the learning team, not just the learning leader, but the team. So if they're out and about, always asking the question, looking at the changing needs of the business, because the needs will always change. You know, that change has been really ramped up in the last few months. That won't go away. So I think it's really, yeah, if I was to boil it down, it's about understanding who you need to be talking to and what they need to hear from you, and just being in touch with all parts of the business to be that kind of conduit, if you like, taking the insights that the learning team has from the front line and flowing it back up to the leadership team and then flowing stuff back down again. Because learning is in a very privileged position in an organization. It understands what is going on at the front line in a way that most senior executives don't. So I would definitely be using that privileged position to keep the communication regular. And I think that helps build those relationships.
Completely agree. Should we finish with three tips that builds on what you and I have just been saying? The first one is that I think this is the time to ask for what you want. So if you've had an image of how it can be different, write it down. Build your vision and purpose linked to the vision and purpose of the organization and have that out there for discussion.
It's 12 hours.
Secondly, work out what you've done that really worked and how you can continue to do that, what obstacles there might be, but write down what you did and that really worked. And the third thing is have an agenda going forward. Okay, you've got from A to B, how do you get to S or T? What do you need to do now for the next 2 years? So set a pathway and then get that validated by the organization as a whole. So when you come back in to something vaguely more normal than we've had recently, come in like a steam train, roaring and ready to get going. Don't come in timid and apologetic and waiting to be told what to do. This is the moment to take the initiative. And if this isn't the moment to take the initiative, I have no idea when any moment will be right to take the initiative. Go for it. I think they're our final words, Martin. Go for it. Yeah. It's all there.
That's great, Nigel. And that brings this mini series to an end. So we've got 6 episodes that cover the different dimensions of recasting learning and development. And I hope you have all found this interesting. We are going to bottle it up in a short guide that will complement this audio series. And yeah, if you've got any feedback, then just get in touch with us and let us know what you think. But it'll be normal business will be resumed in the next episode. But thank you for Nigel, for all your insights on this series.
Always a pleasure to work together, Martin. Thank you.
From scratch.